You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Eli, it's lovely to have you in the studio to talk about The Male Gaze, which is your excellent podcast with old mate Chris Parker.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys are old mates. You're childhood or teenhood old mates, really.
Yeah, we've known each other since we were like 15. We were like rival high school theatre sports teams, you know, competing for the cup.
Was that the old Christchurch Boys High versus Papa Nui debate going on there?
Or? I was Rickard in high
school.
Oh,
you were Rickard in high.
Actually. Mm.
Sorry, bringing another Christchurch bit of lore into it.
How dare you confuse one school for another school, and each school in Christchurch is its own individual society.
Truly. It's great to have you in here because you're bringing The Male Gaze to the stage for Podfest, which is very exciting. People who've been listening to Breakfast will be well aware of what Podfest is at this point, but it's spearheaded by Tim Batt, really, making sort of excellent local podcasts in this live space, celebrating them and kind of bringing that invisible audience into a like physical space to sort of enjoy those excellent and very silly and very fun conversations. What can people expect from The Male Gaze live, Eli?
Well, I think we'll just be very excited to be doing it live again. I think, so the podcast has been going since 2016, which is haunting information. I think in our first few episodes we're talking about like this new young upstart, Jacinda Ardern. You know, like it's like like a real flashback.
I think she's going to do big things.
but we haven't done it live since 2019, which I think was in the basement studio, which is like 50 seats. This is in Kew Rangatira, which is like 350 seats.
Ooh.
Still plenty to sell, so get your tickets. I think we'll just be very excited. I've got one thing that I'm considering sharing is because what Chris didn't realise that I was hugely obsessed with American Idol and Australian Idol growing up.
Oh, but of course.
That seems like a bit of lore you'd have dropped in your sort of long friendship, but it was just quietly been in the back of your brain.
Well, it was almost like a private thing for me because I was, when I was 14, I was very engaged on an Australian Idol message board.
Oh my God.
And it literally was me, I was 14, and then it was like 40-year-old women. Like it was just like me and them just like recapping.
Squad.
And then the show finished and we just still sat on the message board and just caught up about our lives. So I have curated some of my old message board posts. Because I don't have a diary. This is the closest thing I've ever got to that.
I mean, anyone who was online as a teenager in the sort of 2000s, that is a very public diary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And all these 40-year-old women in Perth knew everything that I was going through.
Who was the star of Idol at that time? Who was your sort of like, your flame?
Well, so it was actually season two that I was really engaged, which was won by Casey Donovan. I don't know if you remember her.
It's a name I do recognise.
She was 16 years old, she was Aboriginal, she had an amazing voice. But actually my favourite was called Chanel Cole, who was a she trained at jazz school in Christchurch.
Iconic.
So I was like connected to her. she sang like Portishead and she did like Fiona Apple. Like she brought like indie flavours to Australian Idol. Yeah.
I like that that's also an extremely like musical theatre indie overlap of a Venn diagram as well. It's like, yes, Portishead and Fiona Apple, right in the middle of that
perfect
circle. Yeah, hard out.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Are you still in touch with these ladies from Perth on the message board? You lost?
No, but the message board is still there. So I wonder if I like popped a little post up.
They might get an email notification.
Wow.
Hey, gals, how's it going?
Hey, dolls, how's life? Well, then, I mean, they'd be like sick. I'd be like, how's retirement going?
How's the kids?
Well, yeah. The reruns or what are we doing?
So for anyone who's not listened to The Male Gaze before, what is it all about, Eli? Could someone come in cold to your live show and have a good time?
There's not really much connective tissue. There's a couple of regular things we do. One is A Fact of the Gay, where we learn something new about the gay world. And actually recently we've run out of facts, so we're just going facts in general.
Yes,
this is called A Fact of the Gay. This most recent one was about Amelia Earhart, and as I looked into it, I thought she was queer. She seems queer-coded, but I think she was just straight.
She just did planes.
Yeah, she did planes.
That does seem queer-coded.
Well, she was in an open marriage, which to me...
Oh my God.
As you know,
that's
as queer as you can get while still being straight.
So true.
But we always talk about pop culture, so I'm sure we might be talking about Super Bowl, things like that.
Yes.
And just our bloody lives.
Love it.
Yeah, but there's not much to it. We just go.
That's the best type of podcast. I feel like there's something really joyful about hearing two really old friends just shoot the shit, basically, and kind of pick apart life and pop culture and everything in between. And you two do it very, very well.
Oh, thank you.
You have been known to, you know, dapple in a bit of, like, you know, serious stuff, or like approach serious stuff from a comedic space as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think, you know, both of you in your individual comedy careers are really good at doing as well, is taking stuff that can be a wee bit hard and weird for people and making it funny and representing it. What's on the horizon for you for the rest of this year, Eli? What's in the cards?
Well, I'll be back on... I work on Paddy Gowhead's Issues, which is coming back later in the year. And
nice.
And then I've also got a live show touring.
Cool.
I think I can probably say what it's called.
Go
I think
on.
It's announced in like 2 days, but it's called Night Terror.
Ooh.
The kind of premise of the show is about my boyfriend had a pretty bad night terror and tried to kill me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we're kind of unpacking that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds hectic.
Yeah, so the serious issue that we're covering there is that I was potentially dead.
That sounds extremely intense, but good fodder for a comedy show.
Yeah, yeah, it should be fun.
Totally. I hope he's not still having that night terror. That sounds awful for everyone involved.
Well, you have to come to the show to find out.
Exactly. Recurring. Well, we'll look forward to that. But when can people come and see The Male Gaze at Podfest?
Yeah, The Male Gaze is this Sunday night. I believe it's at 7:30 and tickets are $20 or $25 at qtheatre.co.nz. Also, Rats in the Gutter, I believe, is on this Friday,
yes.
Which is another amazing podcast to see live. And yeah, there's a whole selection of amazing ones to go and check out.
Totally. Hey, Eli, thank you so much for coming in. It's always lovely to have you in the studio. We will see you very soon and have a great time at Podfest.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.